Hey guys, welcome back to another fabulous episode of In Your Head with yours truly, Chris Medina. Let me just start off today's episode by saying I am dragging ass yet again this week. It is so fucking hard to stay up, stay motivated, and stay energized with all this fucking energy going on around me. So many fucking readings, meeting different people. My mind is all over the place. I seriously have not slept probably in the last 2 weeks. So I had to have my partner in crime, my co-pilot, yet again, come on and save a bitch's ass for today's episode and hang out with me for the day while I record. So please, 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 let's give a warm welcome to Jay.
Hey, everyone.
I'm dragging fucking ass this morning. Like, I don't know how I'm doing it right now. I am so fucking tired. I have no energy. I did not want to record, but I felt like I needed to because I didn't want to fall off.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are.
Here we are again.
What do you think?
I don't know. You mentioned something about solar flares affecting the way you feel and affecting people.
Yeah. My good friend, or our good friend, Lynn, is always talking about these solar flares. And I see a lot of people posting shit up on social media about these solar flares. And I guess what it does is whenever they happen, it really, really wipes out sensitive people. Mm-hmm. I think it does a number on everybody. But people that are just like not intuitive or that claim not to be intuitive or not part of the spiritual side of things will say that I'm just tired or it's just not a good week for me,
mm-hmm.
which I guess can be true as well. But for me, I'm fucking dragging ass. Like, I have not slept in 2 fucking weeks. You know that?
Yeah.
It's been fucking hardcore. I even took Benadryl because my allergies are acting up,
mm-hmm.
wide awake. Usually I knock the fuck out. Last night I had a bitch of a fucking headache, I think because the moon is in Aries.
You too? I had a headache too.
Yeah, I had a headache last night, so I popped an Advil and then popped Nick of Flexerol,
mm-hmm.
because my elbow's fucking killing me with all these fucking little aches and pains.
Oh, your body's feeling it too?
My body's feeling it too, and I'm pissed because I haven't been to the gym in almost a week.
Yeah.
Because of this shit. So, yeah, but again, I wanted to get another episode out. I don't want to bother people with these details, but fuck, man, it's hard.
You're like everyone else. You still have, you know, go through the motions and you feel, you know, like what everybody feels, you know?
Yeah. I know it sounds shitty, but if I'm feeling so hardcore like this, I'd rather not record an episode and save my energy for the readings. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then come back in full effect when I'm ready to do the show and give a banger episode. Well, I do gotta admit though, last week's episode, we got a fucking killer reception on.
Good.
People are reaching out left and right. People, again, love to have you on the show. Love hearing you go back and forth with me. I guess because we're so comfortable with each other, it's not like a regular guest.
I'm glad.
Yeah, so let's get into today's episode. I want to go over a couple things that we talked about on last week's episode, just kind of tie it all in like I normally do on today's episode, and then go into a couple other things, because I got a real good success story from somebody that's personal to you that finally decided to step up to the plate after almost a year of me talking shit to her.
I want to know who it is.
We just talked about her last night. She came.
There's so many people.
Oh my God. Well, I'll get into that in a second, but yeah, hold on 1 second. All right, so really fast, I know some people reached out. They weren't giving me shit about this, but they were like, you don't know the whole story when it comes to that woman that whose husband's a sex addict, who's a professional athlete, and she's a singer, I think, or whatever.
Yeah.
And people were like, you don't know the whole story, whatever. They weren't talking shit again. They weren't like, you're wrong, or you're off, or you sound so stupid talking shit, or whatever. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, well, tell me what had happened, whatever. My thing with it, again, I'm not throwing shit at her because just for the sake of throwing shit.
Yeah.
But my thing with it is, again, unless the two of you are absolutely 100% committed on fixing the relationship and having him heal from what he calls an addiction, it's a long fucking road to recovery.
Mm-hmm.
And 9 out of 10 times, that person ends up falling off and going back and repeating old patterns again. Again, my thing with it is, as long as he is ready to make the change and he wants to go along with it and he's in it for the long haul and he does realize this is a process, I'm good with it.
Mm-hmm.
But if she is dragging his ass in there and saying, I can help you, I can help you, and he doesn't see anything really wrong with what's going on with him, or he's not really wanting to change, honey, that's a road you're going to travel alone. And you're going to find that it leads to a dead end, because that's not your fucking problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's a problem that he has.
Yeah.
So again, it's hard for me to sit there and say, you know, wishing you the best and hope, you know, for a speedy recovery and shit, when I've seen this happen so many times and that person ends up falling back because they really have no desire to be in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Or, here's the thing, be committed and be monogamous in a sexual relationship with somebody. They just can't help themselves.
that feeling of being obligated.
Obligated and mm-hmm. feeling like it's almost suffocating to that person. Mm-hmm. It's almost like a bit of an anxiety attack for that person when they have it. I've talked to people that had this, that obviously have this addiction. I know a lot of people that suffer from this. I mean, I've grown up. I told you I was a serial cheater in my relationships.
Yeah.
But, and I know it doesn't make it right. Mm-hmm. I'm not making an excuse for myself, but I basically told the person, the people that I was dating, that I was very much like that.
Yeah.
So not to get attached.
Mm-hmm. So you gave them like a forewarning.
Yeah, I did. Honestly, I did. Because I know myself. Mm-hmm. I'll get bored and I'll want to look for shit elsewhere, but I'm straight up with it. I don't call myself a sex addict because it's not so much a sexual thing that I'm looking for
mm-hmm.
as it is the
stimulation of something new.
The stimulation of something, right? And then the game behind it all.
Uh-huh.
You know, the flirtation, the, you know, the little, the eye fucking, you know, those types of games.
You want to have fun.
I want to have fun. But when somebody is saying that they're a sex addict and they're saying they're getting help or treatment for it, again, that person really, really wants to change, really, really needs to change who they are, or really would have to want to change who they are in order for this to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
And me calling her a dumb fuck, again, if she's dragging his ass in there and trying to change him into something that he's not,
mm-hmm.
in hopes that he's going to stay or the marriage is going to be saved,
mm-hmm.
and you're doing all the work, you are a dumb fuck. I'm sorry. I know that sounds harsh here, and I know that it's all about wishful thinking and hopeful thinking, but you're setting yourself up for resentment later.
Yeah.
Because you're the one putting all the time and effort in. You're the one dragging this person to and from these sessions and trying to get them to be better or cured.
Mm-hmm. She can't have more hope than he does.
Exactly. And that's my number one thing with people, even when it comes to practitioners. I hold out a bunch of hope for everybody that I read.
Mm-hmm.
But I've said this before, not everybody is going to take to the advice that I'm giving, mm-hmm. and not everybody's going to change. And I don't expect them to. I've said this also before. So long as you're moving, I don't give a shit if it's a baby step, you're moving every other 2 days. So long as you're moving and you're not staying stagnant or in the same spot, I'm good with it. I don't care how long it takes you, because at the end of the day, that is your journey. That's something that you have to walk through. So long as you're moving, I'm good with it.
Mm-hmm.
But when somebody else is trying to have you do work that you're just not ready for, or you don't know if you have it in you, be truthful and tell that person, I don't know if I can change. Being a sex addict, again, if you're a sex addict and you're not, this is going to sound weird again, as long as you're not raping people or taking advantage of people mm-hmm. and sexually manipulating people, to say you're a sex addict, you just enjoy having sex. That makes you not relationship material. Unless you're ready to settle down and fuck the one dick or the one pussy that you're going to love fucking for the next 15, 20 years,
uh-huh.
just say that you don't want to be in a relationship. Or say that you're having fun right now. And a lot of people right now are really opening up to the idea of having sex. I know there's a lot of new terms now. Gender fluid, asexual. What's the other one? God, there's
I don't know.
All these different polyamorous uh-huh. and all these different like things uh-huh. or whatever. Just say you enjoy fucking and you fuck whoever you want. Don't put a label on yourself. Go and have fun. So long as you're not hurting anybody, you're not taking advantage of it, more power to you.
Yeah.
But be truthful about who you are at the end. There's nothing wrong with wanting to have sex and enjoying having sex mm-hmm. and making it a sport or a hobby. So long as you're not hurting. No, seriously. So long as you're not hurting anybody. I don't want people to think that I'm bashing them because they love having sex.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but be truthful in a relationship. Let the person know that you're not relationship material right now, that, you know, that you're having fun having sex. And when you are ready, and if you ever are ready, then you will make that jump.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want people thinking out there that there's something wrong with them because they enjoy having sex.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what I wanted to tie in from last week's episode. I didn't want anybody to think that I was shitting on anybody specifically or being too hardcore. But again, if you have more hope for somebody else, you're only setting yourself up for disappointment and resentment later, because again, that person is going to want to be helped rather than you forcing them mm-hmm. into getting help here.
Yeah.
And again, if you are getting them the help that they need supposedly and they're just not taking to it, you know what your option is. The next thing for you is to leave this person,
mm-hmm.
especially if you're the one looking for a serious relationship. You're holding yourself back from the potential partner that you could be having, and you're holding this person back from being the person that they want to be, which is
free.
Free. Exactly. So at the end of the day, you are dumb if you're going to sit there and you're going to try to fight for something that's just out of your control. There's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
And you're only setting, and also another thing too, a lot of times what these people do out of desperation is they put the kids in the middle of it and say, well, what about our kids? That's not going to change them. This is above your kids. This is above being married. This is above being in one spot for so long.
So they're trying to use that kid to guilt that person.
Yeah, to guilt that person. And all it does, again, is it sets them back for a little bit. They end up feeling guilty. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. But then when the urge starts to kick in, they don't know how to do it. And then you see that they're missing for a couple days, or they come back and they're suicidal now because they feel like they're a disappointment when you put the bar so high up for them. Again, I am not condoning their behavior, but both parties need to be honest with one another. I like having sex way too much. Mm-hmm. I like being in a relationship with a partner that I'm fucking every night. With just the two of us. Mm-hmm. That's the difference there.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, again, not bashing anybody. So I wanted to jump into something that I am very proud of today. And I would love to talk more about my success stories here. But again, I do readings on a daily basis. And I also don't feel like it's fair to share some of my client stories unless they're banger fucking stories where I'm like, I gotta use this. I've used that a couple of times.
Yeah.
But this person's close to both of us. Mm-hmm. And this has to do with your sister.
Okay.
So I have been on her ass, for the last year and a half.
Yeah.
And she doesn't really, she's on more on the science side of things. Mm-hmm. Her major was science, right? Biology?
Yeah.
Okay. And so she's more scientific. She's more logical and practical. She's a Scorpio, Cancer, Capricorn rising. Mm-hmm. So I fuck with her. Uh-huh. I get along with her. We very much are very alike.
You guys are like sisters.
Pretty much. And the only difference between us is that, well, not the only difference, but one of the major differences between us is that I've never been a weak person. Mm-hmm. I've been weak when it comes to sticking up for myself from being bullied. Mm-hmm. But that's because it's like 20 against one person. And I don't consider that weak so much as I do smart for not getting my ass whooped every day at school. But I've never been a weak person. I've always stood up for myself, even if it's been at my own detriment. You can even ask my mother and my father. Well, not so much my dad. I can count the number of times my dad's hit me on one, on a couple of fingers. But my mother used to knock the shit out of me because I would always have such a badass fucking mouth. Mm-hmm. So I've always been outspoken. I've never let anybody walk all over me. And if something was unfair, I definitely would speak up on it. So for me, it's a little foreign when I see somebody not in their own power yet. Does mm-hmm. that make sense?
Yeah.
Like they're a little bit timid. They're a little bit more reserved, a little bit more cautious, just like your sister. Mm-hmm. She's not a pussy in her everyday life because she banters back and forth with me. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things that I did with you at the very beginning.
Yeah.
So let's back up here just for a second.
Okay.
So at the very beginning, we had mentioned this before, you were a little bit shy. You were more on the quiet side. No, I wouldn't say shy, as I would say more reserved. Mm-hmm. And it took something in the other person for you to see in order for you to speak to them. I'm not saying that you're better than them, mm-hmm. but you like to have stimulating conversations. You're not a surface level type of person when it comes to friends that you make.
Yeah.
Okay. But you weren't weak though. Mm-hmm. So, but my bantering back and forth with you really shaped and molded your attitude for the future.
Yeah.
Because you developed a thicker skin mm-hmm. and you learned how to be you, but also be able to add a twist of get the fuck out of my way when you need to. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. So your sister, I had told you when I first met her, God, she's a little weak.
Yeah.
She is a beautiful girl, but she's very weak. And when it comes to her power, she hasn't stepped into it yet. This is not reclaiming your power. This is claiming your power and coming into it. And somebody that has never done it before, I love working with mm-hmm. because there's nothing more stimulating for me, exciting and more thrilling than seeing somebody and the look on their face when they've had a taste of their own power. Mm-hmm. Because it feels good. Believe me, I know it is a huge weight lifted off your fucking shoulders.
Yeah.
I mean, when you step up to the plate and you really, really set boundaries with people, or you just put up the hand and like, no, no more. You're not fucking with me. Mm-hmm. It's the best fucking feeling in the world. Mm-hmm. So back up again here. Last year, 2018, it was the ending of 2018. And I was like, all right, let's give 2019 readings. So I gave you a reading, mm-hmm. I gave your sister's boyfriend a reading, I gave your sister a reading, and I gave your two cousins a reading. Mm-hmm. And I was like, let's see what 2019 is going to shape up for everybody this time around. And so I had your sister, I never pull cards. Mm-hmm. That's another thing, I'll get into tarot on this episode too. But I'm not into tarot, but this time I was like, I like my James Holland psychic deck. Let's pull a couple of cards out and see what the year brings for us. Mm-hmm. And so your sister pulled out a card, and this was about transformation. It was one of the major arcana cards in that deck, and it was transformation for her. And I was like, she was like, what does this mean? And I was like, this is what I've been telling you for the last couple of months. This year, 2019, is all about change. I said, you've been walking around talking all this shit about wanting to change, and you haven't. Mm-hmm. You still resort back to old ways. I know this is a process, and I don't expect you to change overnight. But what I do expect is for you to make a little bit of progress each day. talking to yourself, snapping yourself out of it, making sure that you realize who you are at the end of the day, and realizing that you're an adult now. We don't have the same shit holding us back as we did when we were in school. Because back then it was all about popularity. It was all about, you know, who you know, and kind of like, you're stuck there. You have to go there every day. And kids are fucking vicious. But we're not in that space anymore. Mm-hmm. So I told your sister, start stepping into who you are, coming into your power, believing in yourself. Stop being so fucking emotional. Mm-hmm. And here's where I'm going to shit on my Scorpios. Even though I love the shit out of Scorpios, me and Scorpio go together like fucking dick and pussy. Or in my case, dick and ass. I love Scorpios.
Uh-huh.
The one thing that I always say, and I learned this over the years when it came to manipulation and how people work, is that Scorpios talk about being the big bad sign of the zodiac. They're always like, nobody fucks with a Scorpio. You fuck with a Scorpio, it's the end of you, blah, blah, blah. For the most part. But the one trick to having a Scorpio come undone is get them emotional. The minute a Scorpio gets emotional, you can pretty much bank on the fact that they're going to release everything. Mm-hmm. They're going to spew like a raging yeast infection. And they're going to start fucking talking. And they're going to blow up.
Uh-huh.
And I always told your sister, you got to learn how to reel in your emotions. Because that is a card that you don't play very well.
Mm-hmm.
And on the outside looking in, if anybody wanted to manipulate you, mm-hmm. or anybody wanted to fuck with you, they would know how, because your facial expressions say everything, and you can tell that you're getting emotional. Start working on that. Realize that, is it really worth getting emotional?
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, you're going to work. You're there for 8 hours a day. And I preach this all the time. You're not there to make fucking friends.
Yeah.
The worst thing that you can do, I know that you have to spend 8 hours a day there, and you're probably going to work there for years. The worst thing that you can do is start becoming friends with the people that you work with. When I had the corporate 9-to-5, you would never, ever find a picture of anybody from my personal life on my desk or any personal belongings. I kept on my desk what the company provided to me, and that was it. Mm-hmm. No more, no fucking less.
Mm-hmm.
And I told your sister, when you go to work, you know, just go there and you're there to work. Stop, you know, making friends with people. They're not your fucking friends, because then you'll find at the end of the day, even though they talk shit about the boss, there's one thing all these people have in common, and they're all pussy.
Mm-hmm.
They are. They all love to talk shit, but they never want to fucking take action. And I'm not about shit talking. You know that. Yeah. I've said this before. If you're going to talk shit, do something about it. Am I telling you to go over there and fuck that person up? No. But if you're going to constantly talk shit about somebody that's bothering you or that you have an issue with, you better step up to the plate and say something and clear the fucking, you know, set the boundary there and put a line in the sand there on what it is that you're going to accept and what you're not going to accept.
Mm-hmm.
But don't talk shit about it day in and day fucking out.
And not do anything about it.
So back to the reading, your sister was like, yeah, I very much want to transform who I am this year. I want to change. I want to change this part about me. I said, okay, well, you've got a long road ahead of you, and it's not going to be fucking easy, but start taking the steps that you need to start to strengthen your soul, strengthen your character, strengthen who you are at the end of the day. And she's like, yes, yes, yes. The whole, you know, we're here in June now.
Yeah.
And she had been having issues with her boss.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been talking to your sister about this too, and talking about how shitty the boss is, and the boss is playing with her. The reason why I know that is because you and I have worked together at a company.
Yeah.
We've ran that company, and we know what to spot when it comes to weak-ass fucking people and people that are going to be a problem.
Yeah.
And I take care of that shit right away. I don't believe in giving a person the benefit of the doubt, especially when I know that they're stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry for saying that, but there are stupid-ass fucking people out there. I mean, if you want a good example of it, I mean, I could take you back to where Jay and I used to work at, and I could show you stupid. I mean, it's really bad. But so I told your sister, you know, start stepping up to the plate or whatever, and the boss was messing with her, and I was giving her little tips on how to, you know, work with the boss there, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it finally became enough for your sister. She's like, I can't fucking do this anymore. And I kind of snapped at her.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm sick and tired of you. It's almost been a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sick and tired of hearing the same shit over and over again with you. Do something about it. And you would tune her out. And I'm like, why don't you ever say anything to her when she's telling us a story? You're like, what am I going to do? There's nothing I can do for her.
Uh-huh.
You know, she's got to do it.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, you could at least be an active part and listen to it. But I get what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's done. It's over with. You're like, okay, I'm tired of hearing it. So I kind of snapped at her and was like, you need to do something about it. Stop getting advice. Here's the one thing I told her.
Mm-hmm.
Stop taking advice from people that do a lot of fucking shit talking, but can't back it up.
Mm-hmm.
Stop getting advice from people that are telling you to do things that they would never, ever do themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Stop taking advice from people that love to talk a lot of shit, but don't back it up. Because that's all it is shit talk. And this person had told her, I'm going to get shit for this, but I'm just going to throw it out there. Why don't you wait to have a conversation with the big boss after you've been promoted and out of that department? Well, I had told your sister, what good is that going to do? Because the problem's already done. Why are you bringing this to me now when it doesn't affect you anymore?
Yeah.
So you have to take care of this shit now. Mm-hmm. Unless you can fucking block it out and realize that she's a miserable bitch at the end of the fucking day. She doesn't shit in your toilet, eat at your table, or come home with you. Can you leave that shit at work? It's obvious she couldn't fucking do it.
Mm-hmm.
So she resorted, and I had told her before, I don't care what anybody says. I know there's a lot of HR clients that I have out there, but HR, to me, my experience, you guys can let me know this, is never for the best interest of the employee. Mm-hmm. It's always for the best interest of the company.
Yeah.
So your last resort, the last card you ever want to play in the corporate world is going to HR to rat on somebody. Because HR, again, is going to look out for the best interest of the company and take it from fucking there. So I told your sister, leave out HR, go talk to the main boss, which she did. She finally talked to this person, laid her cards out all on the table, and said that she felt so good doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, I said, the real test is going to be is when this bitch gets back from vacation and finds out that you told on her and how she takes it out on you.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing what you know now, because there was a lot, I'm not going to get to the specifics about what the boss told her and with the conversation here, but this person doesn't really manage your sister.
Mm-hmm.
She's kind of like a stand-in right now.
Yeah.
But she's not, your sister doesn't report directly to her.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, that information right there is all I need to know. I'm not going to go be rude to her, mm-hmm. but I'm going to tell her, the supervisor, or whatever she is, mm-hmm. if you have an issue, go see so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was told that I don't report to you.
Yeah.
So if you're bored and you need something to do, or you need to crack the whip on somebody else, let me point you in that direction over there.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So I was very proud of your sister.
Mm-hmm.
It was not easy because, again, Scorpio, Cancer, Capricorn, that's very much I see through you, you make me feel weird, and I don't know how to approach the topic without losing my cool or coming out of who I am because of that Capricorn energy at the end.
Mm-hmm.
But your sister fucking walked through it. She did it.
Mm-hmm.
I was proud of her.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a big step for somebody like her. It takes a lot of fucking guts to come out of your original character and who you are to your core and have to do something like that.
Yeah.
So again, I don't care how little the steps are that you're taking, how long it's taking you to do it, because at the end of the day, it's your journey. It's you. So long as you're making moves,
mm-hmm.
and your sister's making moves. So, I mean, I told her the next time that she has to do something like this, hopefully she won't have to do it again. But the next time that she has to set boundaries with people,
mm-hmm.
that it's not going to be as hard for her because she knows what to expect now.
She's going
to
be more comfortable with it for sure.
So, again, when I read people, this is going into that some people are never going to change. Some people are, I wouldn't say cursed at birth, but it does take a certain somebody to want to evolve their character, want to evolve their soul, want to transform who they are at the end of the day and move up in the world. Not everybody is capable of doing it. There's some people here that come back and are definitely a lot slower to warm and do not move at all because they're, you know, shook with fear or whatever the case may be. And you'll find those people are the ones that suffer from major depression, anxiety. Again, not shitting on mental illness and saying depression is stupid or that it doesn't exist, because I know that it exists and anxiety exists big time as well too. But these people are so ridden with it that they're not going to make any major moves. Again, that's not our problem. We're not shitting on them. We're being truthful here. They'll have to come back and repeat those lessons. They're not immune or above learning these lessons, and hiding under a blanket or hiding under a rock to hide from change isn't going to help you anyways, because the minute that you lift that rock up to look to see where everything's at is when change is going to seep through, and it's inevitable.
Mm-hmm.
So again, whether it's this lifetime or the next lifetime, you are going to be responsible for your own fucking change.
Yeah.
So again, I'm not shitting on people that don't want to change in this lifetime here. I'll give the same reading and the same advice here. I will let you know, honestly, I don't think that you're going to do it in this lifetime, but here are the tools that you need or whatever. And I'll work with you so long as you're willing to put the work in here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not dragging you along, and I'm not being a bigger cheerleader for you than you are on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Going back to the sex talk and with the sex addict and all that stuff there.
You're not there to babysit.
Exactly. So I'm, again, very proud of your sister. I can't wait to teach her the next lesson.
Mm-hmm.
But again, one last bit of advice when it comes to this topic here, and then I'm going to go on to something else really fast here. Again, be careful who you go and seek advice from. Even the boyfriends, the family members, the best friends, whatever, they mean well. They truly do mean well. But they usually give advice that they wouldn't follow themselves. Okay, so moving right along, so many of you guys are reaching out and asking about the shift that's going on with me when it comes to my abilities. Everything is good, everything is okay right now, but it is fucking draining, you guys. I am doing my reading still and still feeling the channeling energy coming into play. I've been kind of messing with it at night and trying to tap into it and discover a little bit more about what I can do and how it all works here, and I'm finding that the best way to do this is just to relax, let go, and let it take over. Again, I'm not being possessed. I still have full control of what's going on, but I'm not fighting it anymore, and I'm finding that things are coming along a lot easier. I've been asking for confirmations when it comes to this new ability and what I've been doing here. I've been seeing a lot of fuck shit going on here, and it's taking everything in me not to call people out again. I don't want to go back and have angry episodes or come across shitty here, but I am not, just like I said a second ago, not somebody that believes in talking shit for the sake of talking shit or doing this for aesthetics or to, you know, make myself feel like, make myself seem and look like a very spiritual type of person when that's not who I am. I am very spiritual. What I do is very real. I'm in the business of changing people's lives and making a difference when it comes to the fucking world. And if you're not about that, then I have nothing in common with you. Again, I'm not saying that I'm better than you are, but I am wanting to do this. I'm not doing this for self-gain, to self-promote, or to ask people for things that I can get for myself. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
It's very fucking frustrating. So I've been in a little bit of a funk. I have not been wanting to record an episode. I've been wanting to do my readings and kind of, you know, focus on that and see how this comes into play here. But again, going back to the confirmations, I've been asking my guides, what do I need to do here? I feel like the game is saturated with these podcasts that are coming out. You got people that are coming out of their character, trying to pretend to be somebody that they're not here. Again, how I cuss, how I get down, how I present myself, it's not a fucking gimmick. It is who I am. It is very much real. This is not a personality or a character that I'm playing here. And I'm finding you guys are stepping into, or not you guys, but there's people out there that are stepping into these characters and coming across as something that they are not. At the end of the day, when it comes time to help people, how are you going to help them?
I think your issue is people being authentic with themselves.
There's no authenticity anymore. Mm-hmm. And it's fucking maddening. I'm listening to all these spiritual podcasts. I'm even listening to some people that have regular podcasts, like these comedy podcasts, mm-hmm. or like other, you know, couple other big names out there that are having self-help people on there. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like it's an interesting topic. And I know that sometimes that you have people on there that don't resonate with who you are, but it resonates with the audience here. But that's not who you are in your everyday life.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's that whole image thing with social media and mm-hmm. things like that.
And then also, too, I'm finding that people are befriending other people after they've already been burned by these people.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at them and you're like, what a fucking idiot.
People going back to the abuse.
going back to the abuse and reverting back to old ways here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hear it when they fuck you again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hear it.
I think that's what's taking the toll on you about being motivated, because like you said, with your abilities, I think you're just feeling and absorbing so much.
And I asked, I said, is this coming from a place of ego?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that. It's very much, again, like what you said, inauthentic people that are not who they seem to be, and they're really not about that fucking life here. And all these oversaturated podcasts and all these spiritual figures that are coming out, I mean, you got them left and fucking right, and it's so fucking funny, and it's sad at the same time here. And I'm looking at them, and I'm like, okay, do I need to speak up on this here? Because, you know, I've been doing a lot of writing, and I've been putting a lot of posts on IG, the IG stories, of, you know, just dropping shit out there, dropping knowledge or truth bombs, as people say, and I've been wanting to drop a couple of them, and I've been stopped. So mm-hmm. anytime that happens, my guides are like, no, that's too fucking hard. Hold back here. You'll see how things come into play.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to shout out Heather, my sister,
mm-hmm.
on today's episode, because yesterday was Tuesday, today's Wednesday. Monday was Memorial Day, and I was already feeling like whatever. I was just not feeling it or whatever. Tuesday came in, and I woke up in a foul mood. I was irritated. You know that I was just very quiet. I wasn't having it. I kept looking at social media and looking at stuff and, you know, trying to figure out what my next step was for the show, what I wanted to talk about and stuff. And I started to get irritated. And I was like, okay, if you want me to have peace and you don't want me to be irritated, give me a confirmation that I need to slow down and not get ahead of myself.
Mm-hmm.
Heather text messages me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, how are you doing? How's it going? Miss you, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, hey, how's it going? Whatever, respond back to her, whatever, thinking that maybe this will lighten my mood up, whatever, because she's always busy. She works, got the kids, her husband, all that shit. So
yeah.
She, you know, we miss each other every now and then, but she really came through yesterday and she was like, you know, been thinking about you. She goes, and I don't know what this means to yourself, but I've been seeing white irises for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, white irises. And I posted this before and I said that, her confirmation for me, or what she sees in her mind's eye when it comes to me, are black cats
mm-hmm.
and also purple irises.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, I thought it was purple. And she goes, no, they told me that you're changing.
Mm-hmm.
You are no longer purple anymore. You're white with a purple center.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to get emotional. I was like, holy fuck. And I have not had a full-on conversation with her over the phone since my birthday, and that was quick. I was feeling some type of way. I was feeling kind of sad, so I called and I made my rounds to people that I really, really care about and was like, I love you, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, thanks for being here for me for another fucking birthday, blah, blah, blah. So I called her and told her all that stuff, but I haven't had a full-on conversation with her, so she knows absolutely nothing about what's going on with me, how I've been feeling. She's only hip to certain shit because she sees stuff on social media that I post here, and every now and then she'll ask, is everything okay? And I'm like, yeah, everything's fine. We'll talk about it later, but I haven't had an opportunity to talk to her. I didn't even get a chance to talk to her yesterday. It was all over text message, but she was like, I feel that you're shifting. She goes, so you now represent white with a purple center, and there's change coming for you. She said, but you need to be, and I was like, here it goes, patient. Because being psychic and knowing that there's something good around the corner, I want to go further with it. Mm-hmm. I want to look at it, and I want to be like, what is this here? But I have to hold back. As long as I know the feeling is good and mm-hmm. I'm not dreading it, I should be okay with it. Because again, I'm trying to change the face of the way the world views mm-hmm. spirituality and metaphysical mm-hmm. and psychics and mediums, and really let them know we are real.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one good confirmation. It was a lot more. It was a lot more personal. I'm mm-hmm. not going to get into all that in a second. I'll share that on a very personal episode in the future here when all the transformation takes place here. But she was very, very specific.
Mm-hmm.
And Heather knew absolutely nothing that was going on. This was not a tarot reading. It just came from her own intuition. And I took it as a blessing. I was like, okay. So that kind of started the start of my day.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to relax a little bit more. And then all these other confirmations came in. There's this girl or this woman that I follow on social media, Soul Shine Healer.
Mm-hmm.
She's out in Long Beach. And she posted something on her IG story that is something that I would say, and I've heard this before by a Puerto Rican, I forget her name, God, me and Meredith, I'll get into Meredith in a second, talked about her over the weekend. She's another, I think she's like a bruja or a witch out in the Bronx, I think, or Brooklyn, I'm not sure. She's really, really famous, and she's really outspoken. She had posted something a long time ago talking about, don't talk shit to a healer, a psychic, or anybody spiritual or metaphysical when it comes time to fucking paying them.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get free advice from your doctor or a psychologist. You pay for that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Honor them as you would as
a service.
As a service, because mm-hmm. at the end of the day, they're healing you. And a lot of people don't want to take money for their services. I have no problem taking mm-hmm. money because it is very draining, and what I do is very real, and it's very time consuming.
Yeah.
So I want to be paid for my services.
Yeah.
But a lot of times people, this woman had just posted, Soul Shine Healer, don't tell me when I should read you, and don't give me shit and tell me how I should run my business or what order I should see my clients in.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that is fucking right. She thought, this person was mad because it took me forever. She said, I no longer have this problem.
Uh-huh.
But did you ever fucking stop to think that the universe didn't want you to have that reading because it wanted you to figure it out on your own? Maybe you're somebody that's so prone to going to a psychic or a healer to predict your life that mm-hmm. your guides were like, no, you're going to learn this one on your own, you fucking idiot.
Mm-hmm. Or it's not time for you to hear it yet.
Exactly. So she posted that, and I was like, right the fuck on. That was another fucking confirmation. I immediately reached out to her. She probably thinks I'm fucking crazy, but I love her. I do. She's so fucking artistic. So I reached out to her, and I was like, love, I said, I really fucking want this post here. I'd like to repost it. I won't make it sound tacky. Can I just repost it? She's like, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Reposted it or whatever. That was my confirmation. There was other people that came in that day, too. It was Meredith, who is AKA Basic Witch. Mm-hmm. We hung out with her on Saturday at the Abbey. Or no, Sunday.
Yeah,
she was in town from Washington State,
mm-hmm.
which is funny because she lives literally maybe 20 minutes away from where my dad lived in Washington State.
Mm-hmm. She brought the rain with her, too.
Yeah, she brought the rain with her for sure. And we had the chance to meet up with her on Sunday. She was in town for a wedding in San Diego, drove down to LA. We met her at the Abbey. I instantly got a migraine on the way over there. So I was like, oh God, I hope this isn't a bad meeting or whatever. But I checked her out before. I never got any bad vibes from her.
Mm-hmm.
She's a great fucking girl. Fucking good head on her shoulders. Very outspoken. Very much how I like to fuck with people. Just the kind of person that I like to surround myself with. Met up with her. The migraine went away, but then comes that big ass fucking headache, and I had to get drunk. I had like 3 fucking strong ass mojitos. And then we had that big, you know, plate of nachos. We stayed there for about 4 hours, 5
yeah.
hours. And then just, you know, she came in with her confirmations. She also had another person that was a friend of hers that's a psychic as well
mm-hmm.
come in. And, you know, I met him, had an interesting conversation with him. But all these little confirmations for me to kind of like stay in my own lane and realize that, again, you are in a lane of your own. This is not coming from a place of ego or pride or anything, but I am in a lane of my own. So it's going to be a little bit more harder for me to shape and mold what I have here since nobody else is doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So take time with it. Take time to perfect what it is that I'm doing. Take the time to go within and really weed out and really put on the blinders when it comes to phony ass fucking people, because they will be revealed at the end of the day. And at the end of the day, do I want to come across like that? Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
So my guides are like, slow the fuck down, relax. We're going to probably put you in a bad mood or make you a little bit tired, so you stay home and just do you.
So slow down.
Slow down.
Mm-hmm.
I have, it was just confirmed yesterday, and I'm going to drop this maybe next week when it's all said and done. Confirmation, we are 2 hours ahead of schedule for this podcast that I'm doing next Monday, which everybody's been waiting for.
Mm-hmm.
I've kind of been waiting for this.
We've been working for this for a long time.
I've been working for this for a long time, yeah. And it's finally come into fruition, so I can't wait to tell you guys all about it. You guys are going to fucking die. I've been dying to read this person. I actually read them a couple years ago.
Yeah.
A couple years ago, but it wasn't a formal reading. It wasn't face-to-face, so I'm actually ready to meet the queen herself, so... That gives you a hint. We'll get into that later on. But yeah, so having to slow down, having to realize my worth, having to realize that, again, what they do is not who I am, and I am not them, and they are not me, and just taking a real good look at the end result,
mm-hmm.
the goal, the destination. So
I'm excited.
We'll see how that all comes into play here. So going right back around again to my first confirmation, which was Heather, and, you know, again, I said she didn't do any tarot. I want to cover this because I've been meaning to and I haven't had a chance to. People ask if I use tarot in my readings.
Mm-hmm.
I don't use tarot.
No.
I have two sets of tarot. I have two tarot decks.
Mm-hmm.
One is the John Holland Psychic Tarot deck, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
It's very personal to me. I don't give a fuck about what he does in his personal life or how he gets down or whatever. I love that deck and the way that it was made and the symbolism of it. And I also have a, it's an old deck, and this was given to me by somebody very important to me, and it's not a traditional tarot deck, so I don't use those in my readings, but I like to use those to pull cards every now and then when you and I are editing the podcast.
Just hanging out.
Or just hanging out, and just kind of, you know, when we do girls' nights, too, I take the cards over there because the girls like to play with them and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, but in my readings, I don't use them. The only time that I use tarot is whenever Heather does it.
Mm-hmm.
And again, Heather does it in a way where she's very knowledgeable about how to throw the deck down.
Mm-hmm.
She knows all the symbolisms and all the meanings of it, mm-hmm. but hers is more on an intuitive thing than it is tarot.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I don't know how to explain it. I know she's throwing down the cards and she's reading them, and she's even picked up things in her readings that I never told her about,
mm-hmm.
that come through just intuitively,
mm-hmm.
because she'll tell me, oh, here's a symbolism. This usually means this here, but for some reason, the way that it applies to you, I feel like X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay. And I don't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I just let her do what she needs to do. So when she got back to the symbolisms, because she's been doing a lot more, well, she kind of fell off, not really fell off, but she got so busy with work and her kids and her husband that she hasn't had a real opportunity to go within and do some meditating,
mm-hmm.
and some grounding and stuff. She's very much into that. But again, she hasn't had a chance to do it. So when she reached back out this time around to give the confirmation, I was like, okay, she's back on. But I've been noticing that on her IG story, she's been posting stuff about Animal Speak. You know that book that my dad gave me?
Yeah.
Animal Totems. And how many confirmations did we get when it came to the animal totems just this week?
Yeah, exactly.
There was a black cat that crossed.
I got the baby mantis.
The baby mantis on mm-hmm. your hand. There was a black and gold a butterfly yesterday that flew by me.
Yeah.
There was that robin that flew down.
Mm-hmm.
And there was also that little bird yesterday that when I was making the kissing sounds, it kept walking towards me.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Just all these little confirmations. And Heather also got a horse for me, too.
Okay.
Which is, you know, she said, I have to get into that later on, but I don't know the exact meaning of it. I don't want to pull my phone out right now. But just a lot of things that made sense to me that I'm really, again, I have to realize at the end of the day that I'm also human, too, and that I need time for myself every now and then to go within and really take a good look at the progress and where I'm at today. So that's what I've been doing these last couple of days, is really going within and taking a good look at where I'm at here, being a little bit uncomfortable because, again, I know that there's change coming in. It's not happening fast enough, and it's not coming in the way that I want it to come in. And I need to be more patient.
Yeah.
So, again, whenever you're asking for a confirmation or you're looking for signs or you want to make contact with your angels, guides, messengers, again, whatever it is that you choose to call them, be willing to hear the symbols. Be willing to hear the messages. Don't close yourself off to the point where you lose sight of what you set out to do in the first place. Because again, a lot of times people put that out there and they're not paying attention, and your guides are talking to you every single fucking day. They're putting examples in your fucking way. It is up to you to look at those examples for what they are, or those symbols, and put them together, mm-hmm. on what it is that they're trying to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, and that's exactly what I've been doing. I've been a little too hard on myself. But again, at the end of the day, all I want to do is I want to get to where I need to be. I want to be comfortable. And I want to take this further fucking out.
Mm-hmm. You genuinely want to help people.
I genuinely want to help mm-hmm. people. I'm tired of fucking people not realizing their own strength. Sarah Fruman, I keep bringing this bitch up all the fucking time. Sorry again, Sarah, for calling you bitch. You know, I love you and I rock with you. But she posted something yesterday that was kind of a little bit out of her character because it was a little bit more forceful than she normally is.
Mm-hmm.
But she was like, I'm so sick of people using excuses as to why they can't do what they need to do. That's more or less what she said.
Yeah.
And she posted another thing saying that you are your own best fucking healer. And that is fucking true. Again, go seek the services of a psychic, intuitive person. Let them read you. But it is you that's going to make that fucking change. They're just giving you little hints and little tools to work with here. But the end result is you doing it on your fucking own. And Sarah was very much on that same page. We're like, you know, stop looking for people to come in with the magic pill and heal you.
Mm-hmm.
This is all you.
Mm-hmm.
So people are getting tired of it. They're getting fed up with it.
Good. Especially I think it's about
time. Especially, like, again, Sarah and I have a very similar background. We were both bullied in school. Mm-hmm. She's very intuitive. I told her the first time that I read her that I felt that I don't want to give up too much of her here because I don't want to make her feel uncomfortable. But, you know, that I think people had a hard time with her because of the way that she looks.
Mm-hmm.
Not her physical appearance, mm-hmm. but the way that she looks at people.
Yeah.
And I busted her balls over in Vegas, too, because I caught her looking at me I don't know how many fucking times. Uh-huh. And I started asking her, what the fuck are you looking at? Just messing with her. And she took it well. She's like, fuck, you keep looking at me when I'm looking at you. But I told her, I said, I think people have a hard time with a stare because it's very intrusive.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a bad thing. Those uh-huh. are that's that Scorpio moon.
Uh-huh.
She looks very... very intensely at people. And as a kid, if you're somebody looks at you like that, what's a kid gonna say? What are you looking at?
Yeah,
they get nervous, they get scared. I know when I looked at the boys like that, no, I'm being serious, that I brought something out in them that they were like, that they questioned.
Uh-huh.
And even my cousin, the psychic one, is like, there's something about you that makes them feel uncomfortable.
Uh-huh.
And I used to say, I'm sorry that I'm so pretty. You know what I'm saying? Like, but
it's exactly that.
But it's right. But it's true. But Sarah does have this look about her. So uh-huh. it was probably difficult for her growing up having that look and people asking her what the fuck or just making her feel weird because she was just absorbing everything and taking everything in. She's very much intuitive. So she was probably reading everybody and picking up on the energy around her and just didn't know how to deal with it as a kid. Mm-hmm. And as a kid, you lose sight of that because you're bringing in the ways of your parents.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you have a strong parental unit or strong people behind you that can kind of help mold or develop you and aren't afraid to let you be you, it gets lost in translation.
Mm-hmm.
So with somebody like Sarah coming out yesterday, I was like, this is somebody that's, again, a little bit more on the reserved and cautious side, but she's coming out of her shell and she's speaking up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? She's talking shit and she's had it. She's fed up.
Mm-hmm.
She's seeing that people are relying too much on the words of others or taking in the words of others to suppress them.
Mm-hmm.
So hearing that was another fucking confirmation. I was like, girl, you're on fucking fire. Like, I'm hearing all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go back and then I start comparing the weaker people.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to what they know, partnering up with people that they should fucking know better than to partner up with. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, you know, you just don't learn your fucking lessons. You are comfortable being a fucking doormat.
Mm-hmm.
You really are.
I think that, again, you tried helping this person and you put like a lot of intention in it and to see it like not reciprocated, right?
Reciprocated, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It just drives you insane. It drives me insane.
It's disappointing,
mm-hmm.
to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
This event that's taking place in September that we're doing,
mm-hmm.
game changer. Big fucking game changer. I'm really going to put everything that I have into it and really, really set this up as one of the best events for 2019 to be involved in.
Yeah.
I'm serious. Because again, people want to change lives. People out there are sick of it, like the Soulshine Healer, Sarah Fruman. There's a whole bunch of other people. I have a really good friend now on social media named JoJo, who's all about fucking posting shit on there when it comes to food and honoring your body, honoring your soul, taking care of things. People are really, really stepping into this. And I can tell these people are really serious about who they are and what they're preaching out there. And they're practicing what they preach. And they're really about evolving and changing people's lives. So these are the people that I want to align myself with. I cannot wait to meet up with a Soulshine Healer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid to say real names, so I just go by the handle.
Yeah.
And so, because she's very creative. Like, she makes these fucking beautiful sage wands.
Really?
That have, like, fucking rose petals on them and shit. And then she has, like, this, she's a healer as well, too. I think she does Reiki and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And she's also intuitive. Her son is a little cutie pie, too. I think he's, like, 4 or 5 years old. He's in Little League, so I watch all the stories here. But this woman is living her best life,
mm-hmm.
being intuitive, being a mom, being creative, and also healing, but also being outspoken.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I'm a healer, I'm a psychic, I'm a medium, doesn't mean I'm going to let you walk all over me or tell me how I should conduct my fucking sessions mm-hmm. or my fucking business.
Mm-hmm.
Stay in your fucking lane and I'll stay in mine.
Yeah.
So again, I got big ideas. I got a few more guests that I'm having on within the next couple of months that are going to blow your fucking minds here. Again, I'm aligning myself with, and it's time to start putting on more metaphysical people on mm-hmm. the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I had asked out there, I had said, I don't really fuck with a lot of psychics or a lot of mediums because I find them to be hokey or not real. I've yet to find a psychic that's blown my mind,
mm-hmm.
but I'm finding people out there right now.
Yeah.
And these are the people that, I mean, my guides are showing me this person, this person, this person, this person.
Mm-hmm.
Start linking up with them. And that's what I'm going to do.
Good. I'm excited.
Me too. I, again, am all over on this episode, all over the fucking place, all over this episode this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Again, my energy levels are not back to where they should be. I am still kind of functioning at 70% right now.
Really?
I'm fucking tired. I haven't slept in 2 weeks, B. I haven't.
I honestly think it's from all the readings you've been doing and you're just absorbing everyone's feelings and you haven't been able to cut yourself off from it.
I haven't been getting stoned. I've been smoking weed like crazy in the high last for about 2 minutes and then I'm done.
Really?
Because my mind is all over the place.
I don't know.
So, you guys, thank you so much for paying attention to me, even when I'm not 100. Thank you for checking in on me. Thank you for all the great show ideas. And again, keep those reading requests coming. I know I am inundated with reading requests and I am backlogged, but keep them coming in. I will get to you. And again, the universe aligns us at the right fucking time. There have been times where people have reached out seriously like 2 months back and I'm getting to them now and they're like, this is the most perfect time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I would have done or how I would have taken it before. So mm-hmm. everything happens at the way that it's supposed to happen. Be patient. Yeah. I will give you a banger fucking reading and I want to start taking tours again. So Annabelle DeSisto, Hannah Brown, Ryan Bailey, Bubbles and Bitches, Allie Levine, let's get a fucking tour together and let's go fucking see people.
That sounds fun.
I want to do that. So again, you guys, if you want a reading, you want to know more about your mission here, your soul's purpose, how you can change your life, how to overcome obstacles that are in your way now, please, please, please sign up for a reading at chrismedina.guide. Again, that's chrismedina.guide. You can sign up for a half an hour session. And let me say this one more time. A half an hour session to Chris is not 30 minutes. It could last anywhere from 30 to 45 minutes, still at that flat rate for the half hour session. I am not a clock watcher. When half an hour's up, I do not kick you out and you go on about your fucking merry way. That's what sets me apart from other psychics. Yes, I care about the money and I want the money, but I care more about you than anything else. So get in a half an hour session or an hour long session, whatever it is that you want to do. Start off with a half an hour session. If you feel we need more time, we can definitely amp it up a little bit more during the session. You can pay extra for that, for the hour, but let's get a half an hour session. Again, chrismedina.guide. For those of you that want to see what I'm posting on social media, all these great truth bombs that I'm dropping on IG or Twitter or my Facebook, check me out. Check to see if I am who you want to rock with, who you want to fuck with, see what I'm doing, see what I'm eating, hear what music I'm listening to. You can find all that great shit at Psychic Chris M. Again, that's at Psychic Chris M. That's Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. For those of you wanting to submit ideas for the show, wanting to know more about what I do, or wanting to add more insight to our conversations that we're having, feel free to email me, askinyourhead@gmail.com. Again, that's askinyourhead@gmail.com. Even if it's just to say hello. You guys know I love connecting with you. I love all the fucking stories. I love you guys in general. So definitely hit me up. So this is Chris Medina with the kind of quiet J today for In Your Head Podcast.
Yeah.
Love you guys. Until next time, we are out.
Bye.